Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, and groundbreaking research. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Thank you so much for joining me. It's going to be a great day. Hey, you know what? We're doing a pretty cool promotion. If you go to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Dr. Kvitko, and like us, write a comment detailing your favorite thing about Dr. Kvitko and Associates. And if you do that, you'll be entered to win a Crest Oral-B gift set. Okay, that's something new, and you can actually see it on the Facebook page. So your chances of winning are probably pretty good. So you may as well go ahead and try. All right, well, today is episode 357, and it is a Teeth Across America episode, and this one is from Orlando, Florida. All right, so I am in Orlando, Florida. We're doing the Orlando Teeth Across America episode, and I'm speaking with...
Gracias, arigato.
Say it again.
Gracias.
Okay, all right. And what's the nationality?
I'm Haitian.
Oh, really? From Haiti. Okay, cool. How long have you been in Florida?
I've been here about 8 months.
Oh, wait, 8 months. You speak good English. Good for you.
Right. No, I'm not. Besides, I was in Miami for a couple of years.
Oh, okay.
I've been here for a while.
Okay, so what I try to find out, and you're in Orlando now.
Right, I am.
Okay, cool. So what I try to find out is what people's thoughts are about the dentistry that goes on in the town that I go to. So in Orlando, have you been to the dentist yet?
Not yet. I'm planning to go to the one on, I would say, 232 OBT. There's a clinic.
Okay, going to a clinic?
Yeah.
Are you going for a checkup or do you have an issue?
For a checkup, cleaning and call of the wise tooth.
Wisdom tooth.
Wisdom tooth. I need to take it out, so yeah.
So is it infected?
I'm not sure, but you know, it's already on the back, so you can tell.
It's been bothering you?
No, not quite, but I have took one of the bottom, so I have to remove the other one.
Okay, so now what's the first thing that comes to your mind when somebody says the word dentist to you?
Dentist meaning hygiene.
Hygiene, okay.
Oral hygiene.
Oral hygiene, taking good care.
You take good care of oral hygiene, and because the nose and ear, nose, and throat does affect your... You know, could be very, like, effective.
It affects your overall health.
Yeah.
So if you let it go, it's not a good thing.
No, not a good thing. You got to take it seriously.
Good for you. Do you have any children?
Not yet.
Not yet? Okay. But you're planning on it, huh?
Oh, yes. Working on it. You're working on it.
Was that your wife that just walked away?
No. She was just workers.
Okay. All right. So tell me your name again.
Gracia Adiglat.
Grazia. Now, grazia is, in one language, it's like thank you or something, isn't it?
Yeah, I believe in the world, if you put an S to it, it's if it's been gracias, that would mean thank you, yes.
So your name is thank you?
You're welcome.
Okay, grazia. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Okay, take care. So I'm still in Orlando, and I came upon this gentleman that's nice enough to speak with me. And what is your name, please?
My name's Tim Jennings.
Tim Jennings. You have a little bit of an accent.
Yeah, from the UK.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Are you here visiting right now?
We're visiting right now, just flown down from Manhattan.
Well, that's really neat. I noticed you have an NYPD t-shirt. I thought you might be from New York, but you just were visiting there, too.
Just visiting there, yeah.
Now, you know, I went to England, Scotland, and Wales, I think 2 summers ago, and I had a really good time. It was great.
Yeah, it's not a bad place. Very small, very compact, but very busy.
One of the things I noticed was the trucks. You know how we have these over-the-road trucks that have the cabs, the truckers can actually sleep in them, and you guys don't have those over there.
We do, but they're not quite on the scale that they are here. I mean, obviously the guys have got a lot more ground to cover here, so they need a few more creature comforts.
Well, I think it wasn't it that in the size of the country, because how many hours does it take to drive from, say, the north of England to the south?
Despite the country's size, you're probably looking about 2 days driving, because we have very strict driving laws in the UK.
Oh, they're not allowed to drive more than how many hours at a time?
It's 8 hours a day, but they can extend it to 9 hours a day, if I remember rightly, about twice a week.
Okay. I just figured because I didn't see any sleeper cabs that it wasn't that long of a drive. I was wrong.
Quite a lot of the guys that do truck up and down the UK do have just the normal day cabs, but there are quite a few sleeper cabs as well.
So how do you like the state so far?
Oh, I love it. I've been to Florida many times.
Oh, you've been to Florida many times?
Yeah, sure. It's one of my favorite places in the States.
Cool. Now, when I was over there, I went and I spoke to a couple dental offices, as you can imagine, and the first thing the one gentleman said is, I know, you guys think all of our teeth over here are bad. I said, I didn't say that, but do you go to the dentist over here or over there, or both?
My dentist is back in the UK.
Is it the health service dentist, or do you go to private?
Normally I go to private. Health service dentists are actually very hard to come by in the UK at the moment.
Really? Why is that? Because they don't pay the dentist enough?
Yeah, basically it is. There's not many dentists that actually want to take on the government work because of the price that they pay.
Yeah, we have kind of the same problem here. We really do. Now, what was funny was when I was over there and I would talk to people that had gone to the health service dentist, and I have to tell you, they had terrible teeth, and they were telling me how happy they were with their dental care. I thought that was so strange.
Yeah, they were probably happy because it was free.
Okay, I couldn't figure it out. That would be it, huh?
That's probably the overriding factor.
Okay, because the people that had private dental care over there, the ones I interviewed, they had much better teeth.
Yeah, that is normally the case. I mean, I think I've been private pretty much all of my adult life.
Good. So you understand the importance then, and you've gone since you were a child.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And when somebody says the word dentist to you, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
I do normally cringe a little.
You do cringe?
I think most people do.
I thought that might be the case. So is there any particular procedure that would scare you more than others?
Oh, definitely fillings.
The fillings scare you?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
They do use the anesthetic, right?
Yeah, I'm not too good with the needles.
Oh, you don't like the needles either?
No, I mean, I know, it's totally irrational, I know, but one of those things.
No, I think that makes you kind of normal. I think just about everybody's like that. I don't know why, because I swear I can do numbing without people knowing it. We use the topical anesthetic first, then I use a tiny, tiny little needle so you can hardly tell you've been numbed, and then when I think you're numb enough, then I'll use the regular size needle, but it's all kind of sneaky.
Yeah, I've heard that about you, dentist.
That we're sneaky? Well, that's funny. So you have a wife and kids?
No, single.
Oh, okay. Well, that's how you can afford to come over here so often.
I wish it was more often than what it was.
Oh, okay. Well, how often? What, every year? Once? Twice every 2 years?
It's been about 4 years since I've actually been back to Florida now.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, you need to come back more. Maybe you should come to Ohio. You ever heard of Ohio?
I have indeed, yes.
What do you know about Ohio?
Not a great deal, actually.
Have you ever heard of the Ohio State Buckeyes?
Yes, I have.
Okay, good. The football team, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
We do get quite a bit of the NFL coverage in the UK.
You do?
Yeah, we have one channel that actually runs live games.
Oh, I didn't know that. And I do know that the NFL is playing a couple games in the UK now, I think. Wasn't there a game in Scotland this year?
Yeah, I believe there has been a couple of teams come over, probably, I think within the last month or so.
Now, I have a question. This is political. I don't understand what caused the folks in Scotland to want to become separate from the UK. I know the vote was no, so you guys are staying together as Great Britain. But what happened there?
If I'm going to be absolutely honest, I'm not entirely sure myself. I mean, there's always been a little bit of a thing that's gone back hundreds of years from, you know, from the British rule days, from the colonies and things like that. But certainly in recent times, certainly within, you know, in the 20th century, it's more been a little bit of fun, a little bit of banter, you know, we're the Scots, we're the English, but nothing ill-feeling behind it. And then all of a sudden, someone decided they wanted to have a vote.
I'll be darned. Okay, because I hadn't heard anything about it till all of a sudden they're voting, and I'm thinking, well, what's going to happen if not? I mean, we all know about Scotland, we all know about England, Wales, Ireland. And it's all kind of been, I don't know, how would you describe the area? I mean, is Ireland part of Great Britain too?
There's Northern Ireland that's part of Great Britain. Southern Ireland, that's Dublin's the capital of, they're a separate country.
Okay. And so I wonder what Scotland felt like they would gain by being a separate country.
Well, we did wonder that as well.
You did too?
Yeah, because they hold most of the offshore oil, all that's done out of Aberdeen. They also hold most of our nuclear submarines.
Oh, okay. So they wanted to take their ball and go home?
Pretty much, yeah, but they wanted to keep all the things that benefited them, you know, such as their currency.
Okay, so meaning they would have no longer used the euro?
No, they're still on the pound.
They're still on the pound. Oh, okay. So they never did start the euro?
No. The UK has never done so. Ireland has.
Ireland has, okay.
But unfortunately, they went into quite a big recession, like many countries did. The euro absolutely fell through the floor about 7 or 8 years ago.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, we had our own recession over here that started in 2008, 9, and 10, and it feels like it's still going on.
Yeah, I think it pretty much is everywhere. I mean, we noticed it 4 years ago, more so in the house prices, actually.
So I wonder what's happened and what are we going to do about it? How do we get out of this?
It's going to be a slow process. We're looking at a slow recovery probably over the next 6 to 10 years.
6 to 10 years, okay. Well, I guess I won't be retiring for 6 to 10 years, something like that. How about you?
Definitely not, no.
What do you do for a living? I forgot to ask.
I actually drive one of the big brown trucks. I'm a UPS delivery driver.
Oh, you're a UPS driver. Good for you. That's cool. So you drive the... what does brown mean to you? It means a job.
It does indeed, yes.
You know what? Okay, I got to tell you a story, because I had heard this about UPS, that it's such a good company and that they're very, very attuned to their customer base. They're very careful about what people see because they know that every little thing can affect their business. So, for example, when a truck, a UPS truck, a brown one, no longer serves their needs, do you know what they do with it?
I know in the UK, if there's any parts on it that we want for any other trucks that are still running of that type, we actually strip them for spares. After that, they go for destruction.
Yeah, they don't sell them to anybody else. And before they take them to the scrapyard, I understand they paint them white and then they crush them so that they don't even look like a UPS truck on the way to the scrapyard.
I believe the ones that we use in the UK and Europe actually go to a large plant and go through a giant shredder.
Oh, they actually shred them, so they don't even have to worry about that.
Yeah, it goes through a great big machine that just shreds them and it sorts all the various metals out and recycles them.
Wow, yeah, because they think, or they believe, they probably are right, if they were to sell a used truck to, like, Fred's Plumbing, and Fred was a bad plumber, it could reflect negatively on UPS in some way.
Well, quite right, too. I mean, even when we discard old uniform, the first thing we do is we take a pair of scissors to it, and we shred it.
Okay, so, yeah, so, I mean, every little thing can affect your reputation, and you have to be so careful of it, huh?
Well, it is. I mean, UPS are a very large company, and in many ways, they are the brand leader for the type of work that they do. So we have to be whiter than white.
Exactly. Yeah. And they are the leader. I mean, I think, should I say that other company that starts with an F?
Oh, please do.
Okay. So that other company, FedEx, is maybe what, one third the size of UPS?
Yeah, I think someone actually sat down and worked it out one day. If you took FedEx, DHL, and I believe TNT don't operate so much in the UK, in the USA, but they do quite across Europe. I think they all came to about two-thirds the size combined of UPS.
Wow, combined. Wow, that's amazing. So that just goes to show that when you do a good job, people reward you by continuing to do business with you.
Oh, quite right, yeah. I mean, I treat every single one of my customers like it's the first time they're being served.
That's really good to hear. That's what I like to do. Of course, I am a dentist, so people start off with a little bit of a negative with us. But we do our best. We're trying.
Well, if you want to be number one, that's what you have to do. You strive to stay number one.
Exactly, yeah. So tell me your name again, because I forgot already.
My name's Tim Jennings.
Tim Jennings. Well, Tim, thank you so much for speaking with me. It's been really nice to meet you. I'm glad we ran into each other and no damage done, right? Didn't, like, hit your car or anything?
No, not at all.
Okay, Tim, thank you so much. You have a great day.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Come into the offices of Dr. Kvitko and Associates for a new patient appointment and receive $25 off your account. For each new patient we see in November who mentions this offer, our office will donate $25 to the Cancer Options Collaborative annual Cancer Can't Stop Christmas event.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
All right, and don't forget that the winner will receive free flowers from Vice Number Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. And the question of the day is true or false? In the United Kingdom, there is an abundance of dentists willing to provide the government-funded dental care that is free to the people. Is that true or false? All right, remember, the winner receives free flowers from Vice Number Florist, delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The number to call, 459-9769. That's 459-9769, so go ahead and call now.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kvitko, let's go!
I'd bet everyone knows someone who is afraid of the dentist. In fact, 40% of Americans don't go to the dentist on a regular basis. The number one reason? Fear. Well, take heart. Here at Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we've been doing intravenous sedation since 1985, and we offer several sedation options, so we're certain we can help you. Want to be sedated for a filling? We do that. Want to be sedated for a cleaning? We do that. How about a root canal or a crown? We can sedate you for those too. Give us a call at 614-262-9588 or go to drkvitko.com.
Vous écoutez à la radio du dentiste avec Dr. Kvitko ici sur votre radio préférée.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko. A lot of people ask me if I'm accepting new patients. They know I've been practicing for 34 years, so they assume I'm not. Well, guess what? They're wrong. I do accept new patients. After all, if I'm doing my job correctly, I get my patients healthy, so all they need is routine exams, cleanings, and the occasional filling or two. So that leaves me free to take care of you. So yes, I do accept new patients, and I would love to treat you, your family, and your friends. Give my office a call at 614-262-9588 or go to drkvitko.com.
Have dental insurance and haven't used it? Did you know your dental insurance expires December 31st? For little or no out-of-pocket cost, come in now for cleaning and x-rays in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere. Quit throwing away your hard-earned money and schedule an appointment with Dr. Kvitko & Associates today.
I want to be on the cover of Forbes magazine, smiling next to Oprah and the Queen. Every time I close my eyes.
All right, and we're back, and we're doing Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. Let me just remind folks, the question of the day is, true or false? In the UK, there is an abundance of dentists willing to provide the government-funded dental care that is free to the people. Is that true or false? And we have four callers on the line, and so, hey, my producer, please tell me, who's the winner of the free flowers from Vice Denver Florist?
The flowers are going to Karen this morning. She had the correct answer, which is false.
All right, congratulations to our winner, and of course the answer was false, because according to Ken Jennings, the person we interviewed from the UK, dentists willing to work for the amount of money that the government pays are really hard to come by, kind of like this country. Okay, so if you're just joining us, this is episode 357. It is a Teeth Across America episode, and this one is from Orlando, Florida.
So as you know, I'm still in Orlando, and I'm doing my Teeth Across America episode, and I've come upon a nice gentleman.
Sir, I don't speak English very well, sorry.
You don't speak English very well?
No, I'm sorry.
What's your name?
Fernandez.
Fernandez. How long have you been in Florida?
6 years.
6 years? And you came from where?
I'm from Brazil.
Brazil. Oh, you're speaking pretty well. I'll ask simple questions. How's that?
Sure.
Okay. What's the first thing that comes to your mind when I say dentist?
How long?
Dentist?
Dentist. About 1 year.
Been 1 year? Okay, are you afraid of the dentist, or?
No, I'm not afraid of the dentist.
And have you gotten dental care here in the States?
No, when I go to the dentist, I come to Brazil, because Brazil is more cheap.
It's cheaper? Is there National Health Service?
Yeah.
So it's covered, it's free?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Okay, so whenever you can, if you have a dental need, you go back to Brazil?
Yes, sure.
How long is that flight?
How long?
Yeah, how long does it take to get to Brazil from Florida, from Orlando?
10 hours.
10 hours?
10 hours.
How often do you go back to Brazil?
Huh?
How often do you go to Brazil?
How often? Two times a year.
About twice a year?
Twice a year. Yeah.
And what do you do?
I'm chef.
A chef? Yeah. Oh, cool. Oh, cool. So what's your best dish?
I like Italian food, Brazilian food, French food.
You cook Italian, French, and Brazilian food?
Yes, sure.
That's really neat. Okay. Well, thank you so much. You did great. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Bye-bye now.
Appreciate it.
So I'm still in Orlando, and I'm doing my interviews for my Teeth Across America episode, and I ran upon a gentleman, and your name is?
Ronald Farsula.
Ronald. And where are you from?
From Italy.
From Italy?
Yeah.
Do you live in Florida now?
Yeah, I live in Florida now.
How long have you been here?
Just 3 years.
2 years? And what do you do? 3 years?
Yeah.
And what do you do?
I'm an international student right now.
Oh, okay. Where are you studying?
Valencia College.
Which one?
Valencia College.
Valencia College. Yeah. Okay. And you're, a third year?
Sorry?
Are you a third year student?
Yeah.
And then, so your degree will be in business finance or what?
No, actually, I'm going to study more in arts.
In the arts?
Yeah.
Performing arts? Like,
yeah.
You sing?
Yeah. No, actually, graphic design.
Graphic design. Okay, graphic arts.
Yeah, graphic arts.
Okay, I got confused. Yeah. Okay, so I have a question for you. I'm Dr. Kavitko. I'm a dentist. So when somebody says the word dentist to you, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
Teeth.
Teeth, okay. So you're not afraid?
Not actually. Okay. I love to go to the dentist.
You love? I love hearing that.
Yeah, I love to go to the dentist. Good. The first thing that I love to see on a person is the smile.
Okay.
Yeah, for me, on a smile, it tells more than just a ton of words.
That's great to know. That's real, and it's true because it's kind of the first thing you see. And by the way, there's this stat. I don't know if you ever heard it, but you can tell if somebody's smiling from 100 yards away. So that tells you that they're friend or foe from 100 yards away, a football field.
Mm-hmm.
So think about like primitive days where you don't know who's out there, and if that person is 100 yards away and they're smiling at you, you don't have to fear them most likely. But if they're not, probably should run, right?
Yeah, it's true. That's true.
So one of the first things you notice is a smile. Now, can you compare dental care in Italy to dental care in the United States? Tell me what your thoughts on that are.
Well, here, actually, I don't know a lot about dental care. I have been like just my normal checking yearly, but I don't actually know a lot more, like, for example, for brackets and all this stuff, because I've done all my surgeries for my teeth in Italy, so naturally I cannot tell. The only thing that I can tell here is that the prices are pretty high.
Price is higher. Now, in Italy, do you have like a health care? Is it government funded?
They're government funded, yeah. Started free for the citizens there.
Okay, and then is there also private pay?
Yeah, there are also private pays there.
Which one did you go to?
To public.
Public. So that's why it seems like it's more expensive here.
Yeah, it's true.
Because, yeah, but it wouldn't be any more expensive than if you had to pay private in Italy, would it?
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Okay, it'd be about the same.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's cool. So you had your wisdom teeth out, you had braces.
Yeah, I had.
Have you ever had a filling?
Oh?
Ever had a filling, a cavity?
Oh, no, not actually.
No?
No.
Okay. Well, very good. That's really cool. So basically you feel like the dental care is pretty good in Italy and the United States, and you plan on staying in the United States after you get your degree?
Well, actually, yes, I'm planning to see how everything works here and just the jobs and everything, but I'm thinking more to return to Italy.
Oh, to return to Italy?
Yeah, especially for the food.
Oh, for the food. You like the food at home better?
Yeah.
So tell me what your thoughts are on a pizza that you get in the United States. Is it pizza as you know it, or is it not even close?
It's not even close. The pizza they get here from Italy is totally different. And actually, I know a pizzeria here. My parents own a pizzeria, and they recently bought it here. And the thing is that we're trying to introduce the Italian pizza, but people don't actually want it. They just want to try the New York-style pizza, which is pretty flat, a lot of cheese, no good flavor on the sauce. So it's pretty different from the Italian. The Italian is a little bit thicker the dough, more sauce, pretty tasteful sauce, a little bit of cheese.
Oh, just a little bit of cheese, mostly sauce.
Yeah, it's a little bit of cheese because the sauce has a lot of flavor. So basically, if you put a lot of cheese on it, you won't feel the sauce.
Got it. So there is a place here in Orlando that we can try if we want to try authentic, or you said your dad tried it and it didn't work?
Well, yeah, we were trying to introduce the authentic Italian pizza, but actually people didn't want it. But in the case that people want to try a truly Italian pizza, we are willing to do it.
Oh, I see. So you have a regular pizza place that would serve what we think of as pizza here in America. And then if you ask, if you go up and say, give me one that's just real, like real Italian, you'll make one.
Yeah, exactly. We will make one totally fresh.
What's the name of the business?
It's Bibonati right now.
Okay. And is there a phone number?
Yeah, the phone number is... Let me get it.
Okay, sure. Yeah, go ahead and get the phone number. We'll get it out there so that when you're visiting Orlando, if you want to actually try authentic pizza, it would be 407-351-4664, and it's 8956 Turkey Lake Road in Orlando, and it's called Vibonati. Vibonati?
Yeah, it's perfect.
Cool. Okay, so then you have to go up to whoever's at the counter and say, can you make me a pie just like back in Italy?
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And they'll do it. Same price?
Just a little bit higher, but not a lot.
Not bad.
Yeah.
All right, and your name was Ronald, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's my name.
Okay, Ronald. Well, thank you so much for speaking with me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate it, too. Nice to meet you.
You have a good day. Okay, bye-bye now.
Hey, we have to go to a break. So you're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Here at Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we pride ourselves in being a one-stop shop, and we find our patients really appreciate it. Let's face it, no one likes being sent all over town for various procedures, and yet that is what happens at most dental offices. Need a root canal? We do that. Need a dental implant placed? We do that. Need gum surgery, wisdom teeth removed, or your teeth straightened? We do those as well. Why not give us a try? Call us at 614-262-9588 or go to drkvitko.com.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su sesión favorita.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call us 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now or send an email to drkvitko at aol.com.
Hi, this is Mary Jane with Dr. Kvitko and Associates. Have a family member or friend that's terrified of the dentist? Did you know that Dr. Kvitko and Associates specializes in comfort dentistry? Have them call now to schedule a virtually pain-free dental experience.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
You wanna know how to make me smile? Take control on me just for the night. But if I share my secret, you're gonna have to keep.
So now I've come upon a girl named?
My name is Sandy.
Sandy. And so, Sandy, do you live in Orlando?
Yes.
Were you born here?
No, Haiti.
You were born in Haiti. How long have you been here?
It's 8 years.
8 years, okay. So you must have come over when you were about 5, or no, you're older than that. Then you
came here when I was 15.
15, okay. And so you finished your high school years here in Orlando?
I wasn't finished yet. I was finished on 11th grade, and then I don't go no more.
You went to 11th grade and then stopped?
Yeah.
Okay, how come you stopped?
Because the school, the teacher was kicking me out because I was not follow the class.
Oh, really? You were a bad girl?
Yeah. That's why.
Do you regret that, or are you happy the way things have turned out?
Yes, I regret that.
So have you thought about getting your GED or something?
Yeah.
Yeah? You know what that is, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you have to do? Just take a few courses?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so now, your whole family moved here from Haiti?
Mm-mm. I got my mom in Haiti and my sister.
They're both in Haiti?
Mm-hmm.
Who's here with you?
Only me and my kids. I only have my kids with me and my baby daddy. I got my dad and... He living Dalloway.
Okay, so you have how many children? You're just a tiny little thing. You have 2 children?
Yeah.
And you had them here?
Yes.
Okay, and you call them your baby daddy because you're not married?
Yeah.
Are you guys going to get married?
I don't know.
Don't know? What's his name?
Wadley.
Wadley, is that who you were talking to, trying to figure out why your lights wouldn't go off on the car?
Yes.
Do you like it here?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you been to a dentist here?
No.
Have you been to a dentist in Haiti?
Yes.
You were. Okay, so what did they do in Haiti?
Nothing. If you have a problem on your teeth, and then you just go over there and they take it out.
Oh, they just take it out. They don't really do fillings?
Mm-mm.
So that's not good.
I know.
Okay, so if you have a cavity today, what would you do?
Nothing.
You would just leave it?
Not really.
You would go to a dentist, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and you would ask them to save it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that what you're going to do for your children, too?
Yeah.
What are your children's names?
One of them is Wilson.
Say it again.
One of them is Kerofson.
Kerofson?
Yeah.
What's the other one?
The little one is Sonson.
Sonson. Kerofson and Sonson.
Yeah.
Both boys?
Yeah, boys.
How old are they?
3 and 5.
Well, tell me your name one more time.
Huh?
Sandy. It was Sandy, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Sandy. Thank you so much. You have a great day, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Now, remember, last week we started the contest. And what it is if you listen to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko today and every Sunday in November, for a code word at the end of the month, you'll email the completed phrase to dentallyspeakingcontest@gmail.com for a chance to win a take-home whitening kit from Dr. Kvitko & Associates. The code word for today is proud. P-R-O-U-D, proud. To get the first code word in the phrase, listen to episode number 356. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Kvitko. Next week, we'll have a Teeth Across America episode from the Berger Westfall and Heath Farms in Woodstock, Ohio. It's going to be a great show, so don't miss it. Be sure to join me next Sunday and every Sunday morning right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.